So let's start here with the Gemara and Brachos Daf Tes Amud Beis. We're going to start off discussing the idea of Smichas Gula L'Tfila. We were in the context of analyzing the idea of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as embedded within Kriyat Shema, and that relates to the concept of Smichas Gula L'Tfila, which is that there's the Geula of Kriyat Shema should be juxtaposed to the mitzvah of tefillah. So let's take a second just to survey the different dinim associated with Smichas Gula tefillah. So let's start with Brachos Tasam and Beis. This is on the second Mishnah in the first Perek. Eitan, you want to read that for us, or got it? Tanan Amahachi Vasikin. So the whole idea of davening vasikin is, or it's associated with Smichas Gula Tefillah. You want to have your tefillah bayom, so I guess you want your tefillah as early as possible in the day, right at sunrise. But you want to time your Kriyat Shema so that your Kriyat Shema leads right up to it. Yeah? So the Gemara says that's a din in Smichas Gula Tefillah. That's why you want to finish Kriyat Shema with sunrise. So that's one mention of it. Then the Gemara there tells us that there are several virtues or milos associated with this din. So go ahead, Eitan. Hey, Rabbi Yossi ben Eliyakim. Yeah, so if you achieve Smichas Gula Tefillah, you're not going to be harmed for the whole day. So that seems to suggest that there's something special about Smichas Gula Tefillah. Then we have, again, the Gemara on Tesa Medbez. The Gemara is not sure whether there's a din of Smichas Gula Tefillah for Arvis. And what does the Gemara say? Go ahead, and Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, so Ezer ben Alam Haba, someone who's Somech Gula Tefillah for Arvis. That seems to suggest that there's this important Mila, assuming that being a ben Alam Haba is a virtue. Thanks. Not so controversial.
Can you refresh?
Refresh on the doc?
Yeah. Are we still on the C360 Mitzrayim?
Yes, correct. But we are on the discussion of Smichas Gula Tefillah right now. So I'll go back to where we were. Gemara test on the base. Do you see me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Then the Gemara has a few questions. The Gemara says, well, there's a tefillah richta, there's gula richta, so you don't have to worry about these small hefsekos like Hashem Sfasai Tiftach or Ashgivenu. But the Gemara here is very strong in its endorsement of Smichas Gula Tefillah. Let us also recall the statement of the Gemara in Brachos Tes and the Beis. Go ahead. Ki Eilis Lahasam. Go ahead. So according to the Gemara, this person was Samech Gula Tefillah, and he had a smile for the whole day. See that? The reward ranges from being a Ben Olam Haba to Lo Pasek Chucham Mipume Kula Yoma.
Which one's greater?
It depends on your view of each. Okay, so now we have Tosos. The next makar I just wanted to draw to your attention about the significance of Smichas Gula Tefillah is Tosos and Yuma Lamed Zayin Amabez. Do you remember Rabbeinu Tam's position in that sugya about Smichas Gula Tefillah? Ezra, what did he hold?
That really the Zman
The Zman of Kriyat Shema Mi'ikar Adin should be when? The Zman of Kriyat Shema Shal Shacharis. At or after Nate. So that's based off the sugya.
So the sugya is, are they not really doing the right thing?
Well, they're not doing the right thing with respect to Zman Kriyat Shema.
But there's so many.
Because really, the Zman Kriyat Shema should be after Nate, like the Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chav. That anything that's mitzvasa bayom should be after Nate Zachama Lechatchila. Only Bidiyevit should do it before Nate after Alos. So, therefore, Kriyat Shema Shel Shachar should be after Netzach Chama. Why then do the Vasikin daven Shmon Esrei right at Nates and Kriyat Shema before. Yeah, so the idea of Smichas Gula L'Tfila overrides the ideal Zman for Kriyat Shema, right? So there's this tension between Kriyat Shema after Nates and Smichas Gula L'Tfila. If you want to do Smichas Gula L'Tfila properly, then you have to be Kore Kriyat Shema before its ideal Zman. And Rabbeinu Tam tells us that the minhag of Asikin was to favor Smichas Gula L'Tfila over the ideal Zman Kriyat Shema. So let's read that inside for a second. Here we go. Rabbeinu Tam Piresh, Tzman Kriyat Shema Have Achar Hanetzachama Kimas Nisen Dehacha Uchir Rabbi Shimon Rav Asikin Hoy Memarin Shelo Kedin Kodem Hanetzachama. And why did they do that? Bishvil Chovas HaTfila Kedelism Gula L'Tfila Shetei Mashemesh. They wanted davening to be with sunrise. If you want davening to be with sunrise, and you want to do Smichas Gula L'Tfila, your Kriyat Shema has to be Shelo Bizmano. Okay, so that seems to speak to the importance of Smichas Gula L'Tfila, at least that it would override the idea of Kriyat Shema Bizmano. Okay. Good. Let's look at the second Daf Daled for 1 second. Here the Gemara has a question about the Zman of Kriyat Shema Be'arvis relative to Shmon Esrei. Anybody remember this again in the beginning of the Masechta? Yeah? Josh, you want to take it? So Amar Mar, Kore Kriyat Shema Mispala, Misaila, Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, so again, similar to Daf Tess, Smichas Gula Tfila Barvis is a Ben Alam Haba. Yeah, so Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi disputes Smichas Gula Tfila with respect to Arvis, because he says Tfilas Be'amsa Tikna, meaning your day should be bracketed by Kriyat Shema. So as you said, in the morning Kriyat Shema Tfila, in the evening Tfila Kriyat Shema. B'mai ka Nepalgi.
Okay, so the Gula only happened in the morning, right? Or Sorry, the gula happened both in the morning.
Yeah, there was some sort of gula in the evening, even though the main gula was in the morning. And therefore, he's makbar on smichas gula l'tfila, so that you capture this idea of gula in the evening. Rishon ben Levi.
So, we're kima de lo havia el mitzapra, lo havia gula malayata. Really, the only gula is really in the morning.
Yeah. That's fine. So, the machlokes here seems to be, to what extent do you think there was gula in the evening to therefore require significant mention of gula or smichas gula l'tfila. Okay? So I just want to point out, the Gemara here seems to explicitly connect the idea of smichas gula l'tfila with the zman of Yitzias Mitzrayim, trying to capture that somehow. And so the significance of smichas gula l'tfila has to do with juxtaposing Yitzias Mitzrayim with Kriyas, with Tfilah Shmon Esrei. Let's look at one other Gemara about Smichas Gula L'Tfila. So we have Sugya and Brachos Lamed Amud Aleph. Anybody remember this Sugya? About Mashkim Lotzes. What was the debate here? What? Yeah, so take us through it, Gavi, quickly. Abu Dishmu of Alevi. So what's the idea here? They were davening Shmon Esrei from when?
Before they leave, but then Kriyat Shema, they would stop for a second.
So in a second, Havim Akadmi, how early? Bepashtus?
Before Nates.
Before Nates. And when specifically? Probably Alos. Specifically Alos before Misha Yakir. Right? So Alos would be the beginning of day. They wanted to daven Shmon Esrei at Alos before Misha Yakir. And then ki have a mati zman kriyat shema karu, meaning it was prior to zman kriyat shema, which is Misha Yakir.
Yeah.
Right? So this sounds like you could reverse the order of Shmon Esrei and kriyat shema b'shas atzorech. For example, when you're traveling. Kiman.
Kiman ki hayta tanya
So same idea, right? You're davening your Shmoneh Esrei at the earliest point, and then later when the Zman Kriya Shema comes around, you can say Kriya Shema, so you reverse the order. You no longer have Smichas Gula Tefillah. But, well, let's see. B'Shem Ben Elazar Omer.
B'Shem Ben Elazar Omer. Ben Kappa Ben Kappa Kar Kriya Shema Mispalo. They should miss about Gula Tefillah.
So what does he hold? Better.
Better that you hold Shema even earlier as well, and that way you can...
Well, the Gemara itself is actually not so clear, but Pashtus and the Gemara, really Rashi reads it. Kore Kriya Shema, we'll read Rashi. Yamtin. Better to delay your Kriya Shema and your Shmoneh Esrei together, so that yes, you're going to be saying Kriya Shema while you're on the boat. Sorry, you're going to be saying Shmoneh Esrei while you're on the boat, or while you're traveling.
Not that you're on the boat. The Gemara seems to make a distinction between when you're sitting on a wagon or on a boat, then you can daven because you can still sit there. You're not moving yourself. But when you're on the road, the whole idea, the way I understand the Gemara, it was dangerous to just stop and stand. Krishna was okay because you could stop for a second, sit first, back, and start moving.
But let's read the Gemara. Read the Gemara. B'maika miflagi. Right, meaning one view holds better to have tefillah standing, but sacrifice smichas gula tefillah. That view holds, you should daven your Shmoneh Esrei at alos. This way you're doing Shmoneh Esrei the right way. And then when Kriya Shema comes, yeah, sure, you could say Kriya Shema while you're on the boat, while it's rocking around. That's not a problem. It's not a stira to your kavanah for Kriya Shema, or the tzura of how you're supposed to daven Kriya Shema. The other view holds, better to keep the integrity of Smichas Gula Tefillah and to compromise on Tefillah Me'umad. So sure, you'll end up saying Shmoneh Esrei sitting down on the rocky boat or on the shaky wagon, but at least you have the connection between Gula and Tefillah. So here the Gemara gives you a nice example where you could gauge the relative importance of Smichas Gula Tefillah relative to Tefillah Me'umad. Okay? But again, you can see from here the importance of this idea of Smichas Gula Tefillah. At least insofar as Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is willing to permit your reciting Shmoneh Esrei sitting down, which seems like it's connected to the type of kavana that you're able to have when you recite Shmoneh Esrei. Good? Questions on that? On the Smichas Gula Tefillah background, it's all straightforward. Good. Now let's try to understand what's the principle embedded at the heart of Smichas Gula Tefillah. What does it represent? Why is Smichas Gula Tefillah value? So what would you say? What's so important about Smichas Gula Tefillah? Rashi, let's look at the Yishalmi first. Let's start with Yishalmi in Brachos Aleph Aleph, because I think the Yishalmi here gives us some color. Rashi quotes part of it. So the Gemara here quotes, the Yishalmi quotes a bunch of takefs. Says, B'shem Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah Shalosh Tkefos Heim, Takef Asmicha Shechita, Takef Tias Yadayim Bracha, Takef Legeula Tefillah. You shouldn't have any hefsek between Gula and Tefillah. Sorry, let me say something briefly before we get into the underlying reason for Smichas Gula Tefillah. I want to draw your attention to the tour that you see here on page 18 in Or HaChaim Siman Mem Vav. So you all notice that in Pesukei Dezimra, sorry, in Brichas HaShachar, there's a Hamayim B'chol Yom V'Od M'Shma Yisrael Hashem Akina Hashem Echad, and there's an option there of saying V'Ahavta. And then sometimes we say that if you're worried that the Tzibor is not going to hit Kriya Shema Bizmana, you should have Kavanah to be Yotzei Kriya Shema with the Kriya Shema of Brichas HaShachar. That's what the Torah discusses over here. So let's read the Torah. Simon Mem Vav, who prepared it? Ezra, you got it? So all that's from Tefillah, right? And we say, "Bum bum mai b'chol yom, bum mishma Yisrael Hashem Lakin Hashem Echad." See, the Hasidim back then were already not hitting Zmanim.
Yeah,
it goes back to Abida Chassid in the Middle Ages. It's like Yotzros and extraditions. They're misakvin mikriyashma ad achar zmano. So what would he do? He'd say, okay, so we're not going to hate zman kriyashma in our shacharis.
So
exactly, I have Kavana Latzeis in this earlier Shema, and that's based off the Kriyashma Rabbi Yudan Nasi, that he would pass his hand over his face and just recite the first pasuk, and that suffices for the mitzvah of Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. Okay?
What about Smith
and Oh, so that's where the Gra pipes in his Hagos Shulchan Aruch, Yosei Bezeh. Right, so even if you were to go back and finish Kriya Shema and say the whole thing once the Tzibur gets there, that's still going to be Shalom Bizmano.
Right.
Vilinira. Okay.
So say like 2 points. Like one, it's not good to be yotze without the brachos, and because of that, you won't be some tefillah.
Right.
So like, what's the brachos in sounds like it's important?
Exactly. So the Gra here seems to be telling us two things. Number one, and we saw aspects of this in the first Tosos on Daf Beis, that if you're being yotze the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, ideally you want to be yotze the mitzvah with the brachos. It's like a deficient kiyum mitzvahs Kriya Shema to do it out of context of the brachos Kriya Shema. That's the first point. So it's not a lechatchila way of being yotze Kriya Shema. That's point number one. And then machmas zeh, I believe, as Ezra says, meaning to do it without the brachos, you're not being somech gula l'tfila. Does he mean because you don't have the brachos there? Or does he mean because your mitzvah of Kriya Shema is too early?
Your mitzvah of what?
You're being mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema earlier in the day. Like before your psukei zimra.
It sounds like you're saying that you wouldn't say the brachos later
when you're already doing say. Because v'yachlim an damar chozer v'gomra mikamachom shlo b'zman akori.
Otherwise, you wouldn't say the brachos there. You would just say Kriya Shema. Because otherwise, you are doing something.
No, I mean, maybe what he's saying is
that
to be someone who
is really,
you need to be...
Your Kiyam
Mitzvah.
Right. We'll see that it's implied from other Rishonim also. That way. It has to be your Kiyam Mitzvah Kriya Shema to count for Smichas Gula Tefillah. But the point here is, if we all agree on this reading of the Gra, V'gam Machmas Zeh Lo Yismach Gula Tefillah, is he saying that if you miss out in the Bracha of V'yatzeh V'nachon or Remuna Kol Zos, then you don't have smichas gula tefila. Meaning, smichas gula tefila is primarily a din in the brachos of Kriya Shema.
But if that was true, you are saying you before our Rabbi Yudah Chassid before is still saying the brachos just after Zman Kriya Shema. It's like, why wouldn't he be? I mean, you have to explain that you can't be doing smichas gula tefila. It's not. I mean, like
your kiyam mitzvah.
It needs to be...
Like my response to Richard.
Yeah. I mean, your question of even brachos say gula or Kriya Shema seems to be from this, that not like they're connected to Kriya Shema.
The brachos or the...
It's a different question. It's speaking of gula, the tefillah is connected to Kriya Shema.
I'm just saying that... What's the Gra's issue here? The Gra's issue is that v'gam machma zeh, if you're yote or Kriya Shema psukei dezimra, then your mitzvah's Kriya Shema is separated from your mitzvah's tefillah? Or is his point that... there's something wrong about the brachos not being the kiyum mitzvah with your kiyum mitzvah of kriya shma. It's the kiyum brachos that achieves smichas gula tefillah.
What was the first one?
What does the Gra mean when he says v'gam machmas zeh lo yismach gula tefillah? How do you understand that phrase?
No brachos.
No. What?
No, yeah, but you are going to say the brachos later on. No. It has to relate to like being yotzei already.
Right, because the Gra's complaint is that you're being yotzei without brachos. I guess it's just not clear if the criticism of machmazeh lo yismach gula tefillah is that your kiyum mitzvah is separated from. I mean, I'm sure it's both, because Rabbi Chassid was just saying the first parak, right? He's just saying the first pasuk. So I want to take two things away from this Gra. I'm not sure which is the right one for now. It's the Gra is saying to be yotzei shema separate from tefillah is a problem of lacking smichas gula tefillah. So that's why you shouldn't try to be yotzei earlier. It also seems to me that you can make this point even separate from the Gra, that the ikar din of smichas gula tefillah is the din of the birchos kriya shema. Right? Because that's what the bracha of Yatzei V'Nachon is. That's what articulates the din of Gula with the bracha of Gal Yisrael, and it's less about Kriya Shema itself. We in agreement on that? Or do you think that Smichas Gula Tefillah is just about the end of Ayomer? Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeiti Eitchem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Is that? Yeah. That's that view in Tosos. Maybe it's the same thing then. Fair enough. Look here at this Rabbeinu Yonah that we have on 19. I think Rabbeinu Yonah is going to make a similar point to the Gra. Do you guys remember this Rabbeinu Yonah? This is weighing in on that issue of the Zman of Kriya Shema Ba'arvis that the first Tosos is worried about. So let's... Did anybody prepare this for today's shiur?
Prepared some of it.
Happens to be a fantastic Rabbeinu Yonah.
Yeah.
He summarizes the position of Rashi and Tosos, which we're not going to read right now. But he says, "Kachu ha'inyan shevesa kneses yikra kriya shema and berchosel." If the tzibor is davening early, ma'ariv, what should you do? You should daven with them, with the brachos. V'yispalel v'lo yechavin lotzei yisidei chovas kriya shema bosu akriya. So you should have kavana to not be yotze kriya shema when the tzibor is doing it early. You should have kavana that you're reading kriya shema just kadei lamod b'tfila. Lamod b'tfila mitof devei Torah. Okay. But yotze yidei kriya sabrachos. You're being yotze your kriya sabrachos with the tzibor, even though you're not being yotze the kriya shema that you're saying in between the brachos. Kind of a wild suggestion. But it sounds like you're doing it without the brachos.
Yeah.
Okay?
I mean, this opinion is the opposite of the Gra.
At this point. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you just want to read Shema, Vahavta, and Vahaya, that's fine. And even though Yishalmi implies you have to have Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim at the Zman Kriya Shema, Dimashma Sitzarach Lomar Parsha Shlishis, Shiyesh Be Yitzias Mitzrayim, B'Shah Shekorios Alechoba. Interesting thought that Yitzias Mitzrayim must be integrated in the Zman of Kriya Shema, Mikra Din. Kind of interesting compromise that you could be yotze the zechiras yitzias mitzrayim aspect of kriya shema by reciting it with the beis haknesses shelo bizmana, even though you weren't yotze kriya shema yet. So we could split between the kiyum mitzvah kriya shema and the kiyum mitzvah zechiras yitzias mitzrayim. Okay. Then we have a Chiddush of Rav Amram Gon, that he says, when you recite Kriya Shema, now after it's safe in your house, you should make a bracha, Asher Kriya Shem Tosef Tzivanu Likros Kriya Shema. Isn't that interesting? Because you should have a Birchas HaMitzvah associated with your Kriya Shema Bizmana, which, by the way, implies that the Birchas Kriya Shema, the real Birchas Kriya Shema, are sort of Birchas HaMitzvah in some capacity, because otherwise why would you have to supplement for it when you're saying Kriya Shema without the brachos, with a separate Birchas HaMitzvah?
Well, at least one of them.
At least one of them. The Omer Mori Harav Shane Zenachon Shabrachazu Lomatsinuosa Bishum Makom. Okay, so the Rabbi Yona is uncomfortable with making up a new bracha, and he'd rather you just make Avas Olam again, because that's like a special bracha either on Kriya Shema or on the Psukim. Fine, we'll have more to say about this later on. Then he runs into other problems. Okay, then he says this. Well, if you read Kriya Shema too early in shul, how could it be yotzei the brachos? Rabbi Yonah's views, you should have kavanah shelo latzeis Kriya Shema itself, but have kavanah to be yotzei the brachos, and all you have to do is repeat Kriya Shema b'zmana. How could it be yotzei the brachos shelo b'zman Kriya Shema? So he's like, well, you know, maybe shkia is enough for the brachos, which is kind of a strange suggestion, because manavshach, if it's the zman of brachos Kriya Shema, it should be the zman of Kriya Shema, and if it's not the zman of Kriya Shema, it shouldn't be the zman of the brachos. The idea that there's a different zman for the brachos and for Kriya Shema is strange. Okay, but then he goes on. Ubirchas Gaal Yisrael, Afa Pisha Eskinu Lo Omra Belayla Kenegad Yitzias Mitzrayim Shoyse Belayla Afilo Haki Kiven Shol Leman Who Zechias Mitzrayim Belayla El Mi Riboy De Kol Yemei Chayecha Ve'en Ksev Sham Layla Beferish El Mi Yutar Kol Bilvad. Since the idea of repeating Kriya Shema, of saying Zechias Yitzias Mitzrayim Belayla, is not explicit in the Pesukim, and they don't say Layla, it's just from an extension of Kol Yemei Chayecha, you could have a weaker Hagdara of Layla Le'inyan Zechias Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a famous Rabbeinu Yonah, but it's a big chiddush. So it's okay. In Einonu Omrosa Balayla Mamish, Kivin Shalayla Hula Inyan Tfilas Arvis, Layla Havel Haske Tzias Mitzrayim. All this is very strange if you think that Tzias Mitzrayim is essentially connected to Kriya Shema. You'd assume that the Zman Kriya Shema should determine for Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim, not Zman Tfila. The fact that Rabbeinu Yonah here suggests that the Zman Tfila suffices for Zman Kriya Shema, for Zman Tzias Mitzrayim, might suggest that smichas gula tefila is more a din in tefila than it is a din in Kriya Shema. Right? Because once you're in the zman tefila, then you could already be yotzei zechiras yitzias mitzrayim. Okay, but then he says this. Skip down a little bit. Yeah. So start reading. Anybody get this Rabbeinu Haigon suggestion? Yeah, go for it, Ezra. Rabbeinu Haigon Omer. So here's a funny suggestion, right? Go to shul. They're davening ma'ariv early. Say Kriya Shema with them, but don't say the brachos with the shul. Right? The opposite of Rabbeinu Yonah's suggestion. Rabbeinu Yonah said you should have kavanah shelo latzeis Kriya Shema, but have kavanah latzeis abrachos. And here, Haigon's suggestion is go to shul, say Kriya Shema, but don't say the brachos, and don't answer amen to the brachos. Okay?
If you want to say the brachos, you can do it, but just don't say it.
Okay, so and what should you do? You should reserve Kriya Shema with the brachos for...
Where
are you going? What?
Have a meeting.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Okay, so after Tzeis, you should read Kriyat Shema.
They said, well, what about the problems with the Tzvila Shema? I'll be sure you know so many people that Tzvila Shema is called Tzvila, the core Kriyat Shema of Arka, in Be'er Chasadat Mabana Chovas, and people back in Mutter also stand, Kema Shem Yitzchav in the midst of these Baal in the Tzibor.
Sha'tfila Nishma'as. Okay, so 1 second. So here the claim is, this is like the Gemara and Daf Lamed. Sometimes it's justifiable to sacrifice Smichat Gula L'Tfila. Like the idea that you shouldn't say Shmone Esrei sitting when you're traveling. So you should be makdim your Shmone Esrei Talos, separated from your Kriyat Shema, and wait for Misha Yake for Kriyat Shema. So too over here. You want to daven b'tzibor, the tzibor is davening before his man Kriyat Shema. So you'll get in the mile of tefillah b'tzibor at the expense of sacrificing smichas gula tefillah. Better to have kiyam mitzvas Kriyat Shema bizmana than to have a smichas gula tefillah shelo bizmana. Good? Okay. He thinks he has a raya from the Gemara Chav Zayin about that being makabel Shabbos early. Go ahead. Rav Tzali Shel Shabbos.
Okay,
how does he know that?
What?
His whole thing is not even
talking about before
Shkias, talking
about before
Tzeis.
I'm saying,
how does he know that?
Because he has
like Rabbeinu Tam would say, it's just a ride that's man Kriyat Shema could be from Shkia or from Plag, right?
Well, because his whole sheet does that. It's
Rabbeinu Yonah's, of course.
I mean, it's crazy to say you can do it
early, right? I'm just saying, how does he know it? He says, Vadai lo yakore Kriyat Shema bos hasha. Vadai, right. We don't know. It's not in the Gemara itself. But his thought is that there's no way Rav said Kriyat Shema kodem
shes kochav. A lot of Rishonim say that. They say that he davened for a while, or whatever, and then
mincha
or something for a while, and then until
it
got darker or something.
Okay, was it shes kochav, though? Hard to know. Okay, so he says, the reason why, he says, Tosefes Shabbos overrides Smichas Gula Tefila. This is supposed to be by analogy to his claim, or what he takes to be a precedent for his claim, that Tefila B'Tzibor overrides Smichas Gula Tefila. So basically this view that he's attributing to Rav Haigon is that every time you daven early, you omit Kriyat Shema. The key is Kriyat Shema, you omit the brachos. And by the way, that it's clear from here that he thinks Smichas Gula Tefila is in the brachos, I believe. Yeah, because you're reading Kriyat Shema, but just with Kavana Lamod B'Tefila Mitoch Divrei Torah, but you're omitting the brachos, and by omitting the brachos, you're not fulfilling Smichas Gula Tefila. Everybody see that?
You could also not be filling
Smichas Gula Tefila. Because it says, V'yikra Kriyat Shema K'moshe Kori P'sukim K'dei L'Spal Mitoch Divrei Torah. V'lo Yikra Brachos. So reading the Kriyat Shema as reading P'sukim is not enough to trigger Smichas Gula Tefila on the Rav Haigon view. Now maybe that's because it's too early for this man. It has to be Zman Gula for you to have Smichas Gula Tefila. And then it has to be Gula Shalila, which is real Lila. Or he believes that you actually need the Birchas Kriyat Shema to generate the din of Gula for Smichas Gula Tefila. So you see that? That's the one of the important points I wanted to take from Rami. Rami, look confused.
Well, why are the last two things you said different from each other? Either way, you're saying you're not saying the Birchas until later.
Because the question is,
do those things suggest that you need to be reliable?
The question is, could you have a din of Smichas Gula just by mentioning Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hoceiti Etchem Me'aretz Mitzrayim?
As
Smichas Gula Tefila.
I'm saying Asher Hoceiti Etchem Me'aretz Mitzrayim Torah's like Lamed Mitoch Divrei Torah.
Oh, so you said it, yeah. Could they Lamed Mitoch Divrei Torah? Would that suffice as Smichas Gula Tefila? I could see it's sad to say yes. He's assuming no. Right? Now, it's not clear to me if the reason why he's saying no is because you're lacking the brachos, in which case he's taking the view that it's the brachos.
Why are you only lacking the brachos? He said you shouldn't say the brachos. Because you shouldn't say the brachos until it's nighttime.
Right.
So either way, he thinks that Smichas Gula Tefila is good for nighttime, no?
Yes, but the question is, for example, is Smichas Gula Tfila, is he saying that you can't be Mekayim the Gula until nighttime?
Or
is he saying that you can't be Mekayim Kriyashma until nighttime, and therefore you should hold up on the brachos? I mean, it's not clear. You're assuming that the reason why he's telling you to hold up on the brachos is because you need to mention Gula Belayla.
Well,
it's Kriyashma.
Yeah.
Right, that's what I believe. I mean, the question is, could he buy Rabbeinu Yonah's point earlier, which is, since it's just Midrasha de Kol Yemei Chayacha, you could say Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim already from Shkia onwards. You do not have to wait for Tzeis. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, if you make it in the Brachos, just not on Kriyashma. Rav Haigon seems to be saying, you need to recite the Brachos Bizman Kriyashma. Now, I'm just saying, is that a din in Kriyashma Bizmana requires Brachos? Or is he saying that Hazkaras Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be Bizman Hagulah Shalayla?
I mean, it's true that the barefoot Kriyashma could both be for Soma and Gula Tfila and also be for Kriyashma.
Correct, they could be both. That's what I'm saying.
But the Bizman could be tied to Kriyashma. Right?
Correct. I'm just saying there are two important points that could be taken from the Rabbeinu Yonah. One is that Smichas Gula Tfila requires the Bracha of Emunah Kol Zos, the Bracha of Emes V'Yatziv. It's not Kriyashma itself. And so long, and even if you said Kriyashma before Tefillah, like in his case, when you're davening with a shul before Tzeis HaKochavim, that's not going to count as Smichas Gula Tefillah because you don't have your Birchas Kriyashma.
Or just because you're not, it's not your Chiyuv Kriyashma. That's
like, correct.
I don't think you can confer that.
Right, but I'm saying something. Right.
That's it. No.
Right, we don't know which one of them.
Probably Kriyashma.
But remember that, you can't be Yotzei Smichas Gula Tfila without the Kiyum of Kriyashma.
Right. You probably need both.
Right. I'm saying both of those points, or one of those two points, is at play in this suggestion of Rabbeinu Yonah that you still need Smichas Gula Tfila. Okay? Now look what he says. Okay, so he gives us two examples of why it's worth sacrificing Smichas Gula Tfila. Again, one is Tadavin Bitzibur, Tadavin Shmanesu Bitzibur, and the other is what? Ned, what's the other one? Tfila Bitzibur would justify not capturing Smichas Gula Tfila, and what's the other one? Tosefa Shabbos. That says Rav Feli Shel Shabbos Verav Shabbos. Even though he vadai wasn't saying Kriyashma according to Rabbeinu Yonah, that's okay because at least you have the mitzvah of Tosefa Shabbos. And the mitzvah of Tosefa Shabbos justifies dispensing with Smichas Gula Tfila. Now, here's the grand finale. This is funny, by the way, when you see this, you can see everyone's trying to figure out the little question, the minor question that Rashi and Tosos disagreed with in the beginning of the Masechta. Rashi says, from the fact that people are davening Ma'ariv early, you see that Kriyashma Alamita is the Iker Kiyum Mitzvah. Rabbi Tam said, no, it just teaches you that actually the Zman Kriyashma Shel Arvis is from Plaga Mincha onward. Then you get this whole din here and that Rabbeinu Yonah quotes like, oh, should you, like, what kavana should you have when you're davening early and then repeating Kriyashma later, right? So you're doing like these two Kriyashmas. But now here Rabbeinu Yonah is going to give us this unbelievable Yotze Chol Adeos type suggestion. So you should daven with a tzibor.
Say
part of the brachos without the chasima and the psicha. But you should have das for your kavana to be a nedava there. Okay.
Sure. Mashmir is well, I'll look at that. Hadracha today, we spoke to us, you know, Avik Moshe, Meshmachash, Dorf, let me turn it up.
Isn't that unbelievable? Ezra's mumbling didn't do justice to the force of what he's saying. He's basically saying you should daven two Kriyat Shemas and two Maaribs every night if you daven Maariv early. You should daven with the Tzibur, B'taras Nedava, so they have Tfila B'Tzibur. But then you should do both Kriyat Shema and Shemona Esrei again at home. Why should you do them both? Why should you do them both again? Even though you're Yotze in principle, there's nothing wrong with your Shemona Esrei earlier. Maybe there was. What was wrong with it? What? Right, you were deficient in Smichas Gula Tfila. So whereas all the other Rishonim were totally fine with your davening Shemona Esrei early because it's after Shkia, nobody says you need Seis for Shemona Esrei. He's saying, sure, you don't need Seis for Shemona Esrei, but you do need Smichas Gula Tfila.
I don't think he's saying you need it. I just like he starts with Shiras of Achar. I mean, it's just the way to get
say it again?
It's not, I don't think that he's saying that it's Ma'akev, but he's just saying that if you want to get it, then this is the way to get it.
Right, Misha Yerzal Hachmir, Yochel Aster Cheres, Yoser Nechona.
You can't daven Shemona Esrei without doing.
Of course, it would just be deficient. It would be a Shemona Esrei that's lacking in Smichas Gula
Tfila. That's true, he's saying that from that.
Say it again?
I'm not even sure that that's clear from here that your Shemona Esrei would be lacking. It's just you'd be missing that extra mitzvah of Smichas Gula Tfila. Which might not have anything to do with your actual tefillah or your actual, you know, kriyat shema. It should be an outside, another mitzvah you can add to your, you know, your scarlets or whatever.
I see what you're saying. You're saying that you don't know that smichas gula tefillah is somehow a din in the Shemona Esrei as opposed to
just an extra mitzvah,
a separate milah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just push back a little bit. It's not. It's not an irrefutable pushback, but do you see any raya in the language of Rabbeinu Yonah that might suggest that smichas gula tefila here is internal to the quality of the Shemona Esrei?
Yeah, the Moshe didn't have that word.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
what does that mean? So what's going on there? Mashma nisvala b'osa bracha k'dei lisma gula tefila havei k'moshe mechadish davar b'tefila. So Vein tzarech lechadish b'davar acher. So the din is, if you're davening an extra tefillah,
you have to figure out exactly what it means, but you're clearly adding the quality of difference between one extra.
Okay, yeah, right. It's not, I mean, you could
in the rule usually is, if you're adding in an extra tefillah, you should be mechadish something. Different in the content of your tefillah, different from what you said in the earlier tefillah.
I don't know why you have to, I mean, you're saying a bracha, so I don't know
why
you have to.
What?
I mean, the difference already is that in the first one, you weren't saying the bracha, or you're saying the bracha, the chesimah, and so anyway, yeah, I mean, I can see what you're saying.
Right, to me it sounds like he's saying, look, you do need some sort of to mechadish something to justify your second marit, your second Shemona Esrei. And his answer is, actually you don't, because the fact that now you have smichas gula tefila, that's what's new. That's the new ingredient in your second Shemona Esrei you didn't have in your first one. So your mekayim mechadish davar b'tfilaso in virtue of having smichas gula tefila now, which you didn't have earlier. So I think, again, it's not irrefutable, but to me that sounds like smichas gula tefila is now some internal quality of the Shemona Esrei rather than some external kiyum that is independent and separate from it. Okay? Good. So I think what you get from this Rabbeinu Yonah, not so different from the Gra, but I think a little more forceful, and this is why we looked at them together, is this idea, number one, that smichas gula tefila should be about the Shema that you are mekayim mitzvahs kriya Shema with, not just the recitation of those psukim. Number two, it sounds like smichas gula tefila is bound up with the birchas kriya Shema. Right, not with the Kriyat Shema itself. Maybe number three, in light of Ezra's last comment, it sounds like Smichas Gula Tefila is about the quality, it now bears on the quality of the mitzvahs Shmon Esrei, maybe also the quality of your Kriya Shema. But this Chakira now is on the table. Is Smichas Gula Tefillah a separate Maila Bifnei Atzma? Or does it somehow bear on the quality of the Kiyam Mitzvahs Kriya Shema and or the Kiyam Mitzvahs Tefillah? I think this last phrase of Rabbi Yonah, that it could suffice as being Mechadish Davar B'Tefilaso, suggests that Smichas Gula Tefillah now bears on the quality of the tefillah.
Maybe that's also fit into the reasons of why is the Maila
asked me to. Oh, that's what I want to get to right now. Very good. So I want to tie that into the different arguments that are given, or the explanations that are given for what Smichas Gula Tefillah, like what its significance is. Leave.
If the second fact is so that it's more than in the Beautiful Kriya Shema than the Kriya Shema itself,
yeah,
then why is the first fact so important that like the Kriya Shema itself is the Shema Yisrael, and whichever paragraphs you include as part of Kriya Shema has to be right your like Iker Mitzvah. If it's on the Beer Coast, why does the actual mitzvah matter so much?
Yeah, so actually what I want to say is that I think, and this is based off the Yushalmi, especially basically Yushalmi, the Makar for the Birchos Kriya Shema is Shabbat V'yom Hilal Ticha Mishpatei Tzidkecha, that the Birchos Kriya Shema are part of Kriya Shema. Like, it's not just that the text of Kriya Shema is three parshios and that's it, but there's some sort of, if you want to put it in the phrase like when the Chachamim cut the form of Kriya Shema, Part of the form of Kriya Shema is the content of the brachos.
Are there different sorts of like kavana imperatives that relate to Birchos Kriya Shema?
So I want to say no. I want to say that actually the logic, and this goes together with this idea of the Gra, that you don't want to be Mekayim Kriya Shema without its brachos, that maybe it's not just that you're lacking like a Birchos HaMitzvah, but the brachos themselves are part of the development of the themes that are packed into Kriya Shema. So just like there was this discussion about how they wanted to put the Aseres HaDibros in Kriya Shema, and how they wanted to put in Parshas Bilam. So like, for example, I'd say like Kriya Shema... Exactly, the Masa Bereishis thing is like explicating the theme of Avas Hashem, right? Yeah, exactly. Yosef Moros is part of Kriya Shema. And then Avas Hashem in Ava Rabba. And then Gaal Yisrael, Geula, is really a development of the one pasuk of Ani Hashem Elokeichem Shotzei Yitzchem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So I actually want to say that there's a Kiyum De'oraisa of Kriya Shema that's built into the Birchos Kriya Shema.
But I'm saying the brachos before Kriya Shema is like easier to construe as like just connected to Kriya Shema. But it seems like the brachos after almost like, right, in being the main part of Smichas Gula Tefillah, like it's a bridge seemingly between Kriya Shema and Tefillah. So are we saying that definitely the part of Kriya Shema? Like,
yeah, I think the right thing to say is that the packaging of Kriya Shema is Shnayim Lefanea, Achas Lachare in the morning, and Shnayim Lachare in the evening. And that's Kriya Shema. Like that's what the section of the article sitter should be for Kriya Shema. And Tefillah should be Tefillah. I don't think there should be like, you know, the bridge after from like the last. Like I think it shouldn't be like Kriya Shema. There shouldn't be a section of Smichas Gula Tefillah from after Hashem Elokeichem Emes to beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Like Kriya Shema is its own package. Shmoneh Esrei is its own package. And Chazal are just saying that juxtaposing Kriya Shema to Tefillah is the right way to perform either or both. Yeah.
So the brachos
are all Kriya Shema.
They're not connected. It's not like a bridge between. There's no real connection to Tefillah besides like this.
Other than the connection of Smichas Gula Tefillah, right? Correct. But it's not like they're not brachos leading up to Shmoneh Esrei.
Yeah.
Right. I think that. But something that's still worthy of inquiry is. How much of Smichas Gula Tefillah is just about the Gula aspect versus all of Kriya Shema being connected to Tefillah? That's a little bit inherent in the tension about what we've just looked at. Is it a Din the Birchos Kriya Shema, meaning specifically Gaal Yisrael, or is it the themes of all of Kriya Shema being associated with then smichas gula tefila is just an indirect way of saying smichas kriyashma la tefila. Right, Rami?
How would you articulate the smichas kriyashma as an extent, as like, it's like an elaboration?
Yeah.
Because what, like the hazal thought it was.
Yeah, yeah, meaning what the
you said it's, you said that you want to say it's a kim haroisa. Right. That's just because Chazal thought that they
want
to flesh it out.
Yeah, or to put it differently, I think this came up at the beginning of the year, like the suggestion of the Shagas Aryeh, I believe, that maybe Midaraisa, there's no text of Kriya Shema. There are certain themes, Yichud Hashem, Kabbal Samachu Shemayim, Avaso, Talmudo, kind of like take that formulation of the Rambam, right? Avaso, Talmudo, Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos, the Chiras Tzias Mitzrayim. Like those are the themes that we packaged into Kriya Shema. And then you got to figure out which parshios capture that. And then you might say, even when you have the parshios do an imperfect job at illustrating those themes. You need a Parish Rashi.
Because you're picking from text.
Yeah. Or the texts themselves are very compressed. Yeah. So then you have the Birchas Kriya Shema, like Lieb was just saying very nicely, that if you know the Rambam in Perek Beis of Yisodiyah Torah, so you could unpack what Avos Hashem is. But Chazal do that for you in connecting Kriya Shema to Yotzer Hamoros, Po'al Hashem Lo Yabitu. You need Kriya Shema to be associated with that bracha of Yotzer Or and Ma'ariv HaRavim to make the connection of Avos Hashem to that. And same for the idea of V'Havos Hashem Lokecha B'chol Avocha, that's kind of, or the Talmud Torah connection, Talmudo, is unpacked by the bracha of Avarava and Avas Olam. And the one pasuk of Ani Hashem Lekecha Mashur Tzitzis Chameras Mitzrayim is unpacked by the details in V'yatzu V'nachon and V'munah Kozos. Okay? That's the thought. So then, the point is that Kriya Shema, like Shir, is more supposed to be connected to the concepts at the heart of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim Avaso Talmudo, the concepts of Kriya Shema, than kind of the strict, than the text that is supposed to exemplify those themes. And the brachos is like an attempt to flesh it out further.
Why is
it
something coming like
before?
Why are you
saying
that
it's
like the Arisa?
Say it again?
I mean, you just think it flows naturally from there, that that would be king deraisa because it's just an extension of the same
right
concept.
What is Kriya Shema? I think we were talking about this in Shir. If I were to sit and not say any text for Kriya Shema, but I were to kind of just like meditate on the concepts, you know, and I was mashmia la oznai, the concepts, would that be a king deraisa or Kriya Shema? Arguably, yeah. And then same over here, like if you have this kind of greater this is one way of understanding Rabbeinu Yonah saying, or what the Gra is saying, that mina muvchar is to have the bracha, the Kriya Shema with the brachos. That's not just a din in Birchas HaMitzvah. That's more of a din in, like, it's a more robust analysis of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim than if you just said the psukim. Good.
Is there like a significance to what?
In fact, that might be what's behind Smichas Gula Tefila itself. That what you're doing is you're expanding Kriya Shema to not just the text of Shema V'Havta V'Haya and V'Yomer, and not just to the brachos of the Anshei Knesset Hagdola, but now somehow it's spilling over into the Avodah of Tefila. Well, let's see. We're going to get to this in a second.
Is there a significance to what comes before and what's said after?
Before or after Kriya Shema?
Before or after, let's say, like, the three patterns.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. We're going to talk a little more about the Birchas Kriya Shema separately. I want to do a very short little shiur on Birchas Kriya Shema after we finish this Zechariah Siyas Mitzrayim discussion. Okay? So let's look at the Yushalmi, bottom of 16, top of 17. Yushalmi in Brachos Aleph Aleph. So we have the three tekefs. Tekef l'smicha shchita, tekef l'ntias adayim bracha, tekef l'gula tefila. So Mar says, tekef l'gula tefila. What's the makar for tekef l'gula tefila? Who prepared the Yishalmi? Gavi, you got it? You could try to prepare, or you did prepare it? What's
I don't think I prepared it perfectly.
We did this line.
You did prepare it perfectly. Says Ezra.
Okay. It says your idol, but I can't...
Why are you so dependent on me? I said it's age 17.
Okay.
He's so enhanced in school, too.
Got it. Hey, Ulutula. You're some Rafi, Rafi, Maxu, Batre. Yeah, I'm not sure if you're
So what's the connection here?
So the connection is that the pasuk Yigdal Rebbe Daniel and Hashem Tzuri Gali, and then Yam Hashem Yom Tzara. It's the connection. It's a Sinicha Gula or Davar Al Tagman Gula to talk about calling the Kachbar.
Okay, so we're moving from Perek Yitas to Perek Chaf and Tehillim. Well,
it's pretty close.
You also mean if you're going to do for Hashem Tzuri Gali. So Hashem, you are my redeemer. And then after that, you have Yan Chashem.
I think it's the last pasuk of the test, the second pasuk.
What's the matter? Hey, Tan.
Like, the drush is like the complete opposite. Actual pasuk. The pasuk either outside with you, then you have Hashem. And shouldn't that be you should do tefillah first and then gula? If you're saying all these things that,
right, it's ironic, especially because we have that pasuk sometimes after Shemoneh Esrei. Right, so you're saying Yulah Ratzon Imrei Fi.
More like the content of the pasuk itself seems to indicate the other way that you should doubt, and then
right. It's interesting. Maybe the Yulah Ratzon in the pasuk is referring to Shema. No. Like, what does that mean? I can leave you the fanecha, Hashem Tzuri V'Gali. Yeah. Eitan asks an interesting question. We should think about why this pasuk is better associated with Kriya Shema, other than the fact that it just has Hashem Tzuri V'Gali.
That's how I read it.
What?
That's how I read it, just that it's...
But I assume Tzuri Yisrael, Tzuri Yisrael, Kumba Yisrael, Hashem Gal Yisrael, it's probably patterned after this pasuk also.
Which doesn't have anything to do with Kriya Shema.
Just a remez.
No, I mean...
Just Gaul, Gula. Whatever
you said, the sweetest Gula has anything to do with Gula.
In general.
Yeah.
So we just have it. Or just the brachos.
It's just the Siyas Mitzrayim. It's just a concept of Siyas Mitzrayim. That's what Gula is. And that's one part of Kriyashma. I wouldn't say that, like, Yifal Hashem, that's... Yeah.
Okay. So let's think about that. Let's say the Yishami's analogy. I'm Reb Zera. What's Pasha?
What did you say?
What did you just say?
I don't know, that it's not connected, that Tzvila is good, it's good. It's not like a connected, it's like the essence of Kriya Shema.
Well, let's see. So go on to the Yishami. Do you see me now, or...
Yeah.
Chol Mishu take toke.
Chol Mishu toke Gula Tzvila. Ein ha-satan mekatreg ve-osayim.
Okay, so you silence the satan if you're a semech Gula Tzvila, or if you're toke Gula Tzvila. Just go around and ask people if they were toke Gula Tzvila. Yeah, one's the Yishami, one's the language of Bavli.
What do they mean? They mean the same.
They probably mean different because one is take up with smicha shchita. It wouldn't sound like samachlis smicha shchita.
This one is like stronger.
Take up. Immediately.
As opposed to samach.
Near. So, Komishu Tokev Gula Tvila, and I saw the Makatrik, okay, Ram Reb Zera.
Reb Zera, Ana Tachpis Gula Tvila, it's the this, the Angaria, Buvlia, Hadas, the Palten, Amalei Rav, Rabo, Amalei Rav, Rabo, Rabo, he. This is the front of Well, we didn't prepare. Yeah.
Seems like your preparation was less than perfect.
We just did under.
That's why I said it was.
Oh, okay, sorry. Amar Rav Ami, so let's read this line then. Amar Rav Ami.
Amar Rav Ami, kol mi she'ein otoke v'gula tefila l'mahu dome l'avua shel melech
l'ohavo shel melech
l'ohavo shel melech sheba v'hartik al pitcho shel melech yatsa leida mahu v'vakesh matzo shehaflik
So what does that mean?
It's like someone came and knocked on the door of the Melech, and when the Melech comes out, he's not there to ask.
Right. So the guy comes, he knocks on the Melech's door, the Melech comes out, and then he sees that the guy already left. So then the king's not going to pursue him. Is that the idea? A little cryptic of Yerushalmi.
What does
that have to do with Smicha Gula
Tfila? Rashi says it a little bit
better. So let's look at Rashi's analysis of the Yerushalmi. Zeh HaSomech. Brachos Dalet and Beis. Ned, do you want to read Brachos Dalet and Beis? Okay. So Smicha Gula Tfila is a big deal. That's what the Bavli told us. Go ahead. So we know that because it's machlokas in the Gemara about whether you need smichas gula tefila for arvis, but everybody agrees you need it for shachar because the ikar gula was in the morning, and that's implied also in the machlokas about mantiskas yom teshamayas tan klay mechayacha machlokas whether you have to do it at night also or whether it's sufficient to have it just during the day. Okay, so how do we know that? Dechsim mimachras apesach. So I guess masrach machras apesach. That's when Israel implies machras implies in the morning. It's kind of funny how Rashi doesn't attribute the remez to the Yerushalmi.
Yeah.
It's not an important point. It's just, he says, like, oh, David Amel, put it in Tehillim. Okay, what does Yerushalmi say? Maudome? So what does that mean? Ye adam mikare v'akadosh baruch hu elav.
You should behave in a way that brings you closer, not farther.
Is that what it means? So you should do something to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu close to you.
From our tzedek, you should shvacho kibusin, you should sit tzrayim, you should praise him.
Yeah, there's something weird here about the mikarev and mitzkarev, but I think the point is the same, that he's trying to say you should bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu close to you, no? I don't know why there's a lamed there. Yeah, Adam Mikarev LaKadosh Baruch Hu Elav. It's reflexive.
Also, is there something that both parties are moving closer?
Is this point on?
Is that what he's saying? So, what is that? So, translate. Yeah, Adam Mikarev LaKadosh Baruch Hu Elav. A person should bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu closer to him.
Yeah.
So you're causing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be closer to you.
Yeah, and you're also.
And how you're doing that? I think by Umar Tseyu B'Tish Bachos V'Kilusin Shoyitz Yas Mitzrayim. Why does that bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu closer to you?
Nice.
Well,
it's nice to
Kadosh Baruch Hu likes the praise. Is that the claim?
Well, closer to maybe as Rashi was pointing, because that's when you can ask. Now you can ask.
So I'm saying, but who mitz kareve love? So that means that, and now therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu is closer to you. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes closer to you when you're mishaberach, when you're mishabeach on the kibbutz and shalitzas mitzrayim. That is that Rashi. I'm not asking anything tricky philosophical. I'm just asking.
That's what we're saying.
That's what the word's saying, right?
What else would it mean?
Well,
you're getting closer to God.
No, but either way, you're still bringing Hashem close with your tishbachos.
You're bringing yourself close
with Hashem. That's like a frequent gemara alamed.
Not the Shema itself, but the kilusin and tishbachos of Yitzias Mitzrayim is the knock on the door. And then, if you're not doing takef, then you're walking away from the door, right? In the metaphor of the Yerushalmi. And when you do takef, then you're bringing Kodesh Baruch Hu to the door. You're sitting around there, and Kodesh Baruch Hu is standing there while you're there. So then, you should ask your toveat zrocha at that moment. Yeah. Right, and it sounds like this is just a din in Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? According to Rashi, it's not a din in Shema generally, because there's no tishbachos and kilusin in the parshios of Shema and Behaya. Are there tishbachos and kilusin there?
Well, there might be tishbachos.
Where?
Rashi's
Marzeh, but tishbachos v'kilusin shal Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right. Yeah, and Yashem Kecham Shoshes Chameras Mitzrayim. That's the.
That's a Shema.
What?
He's getting a
Shema
to himself.
You think so?
What we're saying is
Right, so we're saying, but maybe it's probably it's probably the formulations in really Vyatze V'Nachon that go into details about what happened in Mitzrayim, right?
But also, we buy in here too, but by Mitzrayim this could be connected to Kriyas.
Mitzrayim Galtanu, Beisavan Pedisanu, Kalvacharim Marokta, Vacharcha Galta, Vyamsa Pekata, Vizim Tibata, Vachasimayim Tzareim, etc., etc., right? There's very detailed praises about Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the Divrei Kilusim B'Tishbachos that are supposed to soften HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make him lend an ear to your tefillos. Good? Now, tying this into the question we posed earlier in Shir, does this sound more like a din in Kriyat Shema? That Smichas Gula Tefillah is a din in enhancing your Kriyat Shema? Or it's a din in enhancing your Tefillah?
Tefillah.
Sounds obviously like a din in Tefillah, right? It's not clear why your Kriyat Shema is better by sticking around to be Shoel Tzrachav. Right? Correct? So it sounds like it's clearly a din in enhancing the tefillah. And let me also just note which part of tefillah, earlier in the year we saw their different dinim of tefillah, which part of tefillah does Rashi think is connected to this idea of smichas gula tefillah? Bakasha, right? Shela strachav. And it's an interesting question whether something like that is even applicable on Shabbos if you don't have shela strachav on Shabbos. It's an interesting question whether you have smichas gula tefillah on Shabbos. But for Rashi, it sounds like it's mostly a din in tefillah, and particularly a din in shelas tzrachim. So, ba'odo karav elav yeshel etva tzrachav. Yeah.
This model, Smichas Gula Tefillah, is doing the same thing as the Shevach in Shemona Esrei, which is the name of Rashi.
Right. So you get a little more schmaltz.
Right.
A little more than, looking at the Kehav Oseinu. And you might even say, why didn't Chazal put in any of that in the first few brachos of Shemona Esrei? Maybe they themselves were Somech on Somech Gula Tefillah. Right? They were Somech on Tekef Gula Tefillah. Okay? Gabi?
If we go back to understanding that it's really to boost the Sheilas Tzrachov and
like Rashi says, right?
Yeah. So then what would Rashi say to the fact that in Mar we aren't really so much
gula? Like the Gemara says, I think he would just say that it's gula richta, the gula itself, if Chazal give it a tzura that you have this extra thing in between, it's not a hefsek. There's a way to gerrymander hashkivenu into the domain, into the domain of gula. We'll see. Some Rishonim say that for Vishamru also.
And for
Kaddish.
And for Baruch.
Baruch Hashem the Olam. Right? But the Gemara itself already has to deal with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, then we have two theories of Smichas Gula Tefillah from the Rabbeinu Yonah. Tatsi Rabbeinu Yonah. And he says, L'chiv Nesha Somek Gula Tefillah Yesho Schar Kol Kach Shiyibin Olam Haba. What's so great about Smichas Gula Tefillah? Any volunteers to read the Rabbeinu Yonah? Anybody want to show off their perfect preparation skills? No takers? Well,
that'll
be toke for preparation to your reading. Okay, Ned, we'll give you a shot. But we're going to fire you if you're not good.
Go. So the point is about sort of
Say better. Nevnesha Kodesh Baruch Hu Kishega Alanu V'Hotzianu Mitzrayim Haya Liyosenu Lo La'avadim. Rabbeinu Yonah, if he had gone to the writing center here, they would have told him to choose some better verbs. Haya Liyosenu Lo La'avadim. It's a bit of a backwards formulation. So what's he trying to communicate? Shnemar Ki Avadayim. What's he trying to say? Exactly. The purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was for us to become God's servants, says the Rabbeinu Yonah. Right? Ki avadayim asher yotzeis yosem eretz Mitzrayim, and therefore, virchas goal Yisrael. notice, by the way, the emphasis on the Brichas Gal Yisrael here. Right, that seems to be the emphasis of Smiyos Gulufia, the Bracha Gal Yisrael. Maskir ba. So he follows the Rambam and the Sifrei and the Mechilta that Avodah Shebelev or Avodah is Tefillah. And therefore, Kishum Maskir.
So, it's kind of this, you're playing out the role.
And go on, Mekivan Shemakir.
So, it's kind of intrinsic to the fact of being so
So flesh that a little more for us. So now put it into more lumdisha terms. It doesn't it sound like the din of smichas gula tefila is a kiyum in the Kabbalas o Malchus Shemaim Kabbalas o Mitzvos of the Shema.
I said that first, then you said say one.
I'm not sure that. I think that's
a stretch.
Yeah.
I mean, you disagree. So one second. That's what you're saying, Ned, though?
That's what I said.
Right. Do you guys see the suggestion? The thought is that the purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was for the Jewish people to be Avodim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so when you go straight from Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim of Shema into actual Avoda,
that's
not what he's saying.
He's not, I mean, does that mean that she says Birkas Gal Yisrael, Masker, but he's talking about Birkas Gal Yisrael, like he's not talking about Shema. And also I think his reason is like you first have to give the history to like why you became a Zemid.
Yeah,
that's part of it. To like show they should be makir the kinyan, then what's your problem? That's not what
I think what Ezra's getting tripped up about is that he doesn't like that we're connecting it to Shema and Kabbalah, Sol Mitzvos, etc. Ezra wants to say this is more just Birchas Gal Yisrael connected.
Yeah, and the saying is that because of the Gula, we're now God's servants. Why do we mention them? Why do we need to mention Gula? Right, the Tefillah is the Gula. You mentioned the Gula so that. Because you're like, giving the history of background of why you are in it.
But the natural consequence of that is.
But why is that? Doesn't that seem naturally connected as a it is a Birchas Kriyas Shema. Gal Yisrael is the Birchas Kriyas Shema.
Why is it a single Birchas Gal Yisrael?
Because, first of all, there's no question that Smichas Gul Etvila is also referring to. I mean, the thing that you're still making is the Bracha of Gal Yisrael. But you have to appreciate why is Gal Yisrael the Bracha Lachareh of Kriyas Shema.
I don't think we discussed that so much.
Right, but I'm saying, let's assume that for a second, right? So the Rabbeinu Yonah suggesting that the significance of Smichas Gula Tefila is to kind of exemplify the Shem Eved,
yeah.
Right? But it is a kind of Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos, right? The Ovidos of Akivan Shemakir Shehu Avdom and Pnesha Golo, Ose Ritzono Mitzvosav, Nimsa Sheba Vorze, Zochel Chalam Abba. Mare Shehu Kimoha Eved Shakone Oso Rabo, Chayav Lasos Mitzvos Rabo. Wouldn't that be a beautiful exemplification
could,
of.
If you wanted to say what you're saying, you could have said it in a way better way of like, I don't know what. Like just like an Eved, it's like I don't know.
Well, we already established that he should have gone to the writing center.
Yeah. Sorry, Ian, on that point. I'm saying like he doesn't like connect it to the big themes of Shema. He only connects it to the Birchas Gal Yisrael, which is not. I think we can agree is not. Like you even got mad at the gross suggestion of the Graf that Yitzias Mitzrayim is like a central part of Kriyat Shema. Like, you agree that that's not
No, but I think one second. We'll talk about the Grach. We haven't gotten mad at the Grach yet. And it was not the Rav, it was the Rav, I thought. The Rav said.
The Rav, the Shah. I thought it's. Isn't that a shame, Rav?
Not this piece, I think. Not this point. One second. No, but no, I actually think that. Isn't this. A, so you're trying to figure out, look, you have Kriyashma, Birchas Kriyashma, and then Shemon Esrei. I think clearly the theme of Ahayim Shemoa is Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos, isn't it? What? The duty to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
I can agree with that.
Well?
Yeah.
Right. So then you have Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which Rabbeinu Yonah says the significance of that is to show why we have this duty to do the mitzvos. And he's saying it has to do with the fact that we owe this debt of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out of Mitzrayim in history, in time. Right? Like the Ramban's Mechilta about you should be Mechabel of Zerusai because I built the walls and I fought the enemies and I built the irrigation ditches. Right? And then he's saying that's why you go, and that's why you go straight into tefillah, because then you're showing that your profession, your professing of Kabbalah Somitos and Kabbalah Sabdos is not just lip service and talk, but now you're going straight into a Maisa Avoda, which is the Avoda of tefillah. So I think this is actually, if you accept this analysis, and I think it is very intuitive, because Ezra, to your point, you have to understand why is Gal Yisrael part of the Berachos Kriyat Shema, and what's the connection between Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? I think Rabbeinu Yonah gives you a nice comprehensive explanation for that. The reason why the connection between Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos and Yetzias Mitzrayim is that your duty to do mitzvos is a function of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being your savior. So that's why you want the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim.
What you want to say based on this is that this is like inherent, like Smita Kula Tfila is like a huge part of Kriyat Shema.
It deepens the Kiyum Mitzvos Kriyat Shema.
And not just the,
because now you're not just saying
the Yetzias Mitzrayim aspect, but also the Kabbalah Mitzvos aspect.
Correct. Correct.
Well,
it's so deep. It's so deep.
Not,
and now you now Smita Kula Tfila is a din in Kriyat Shema because you're showing that your Kriyat Shema.
Can we just recognize it as a Chiddush? Can we just fine with it being a Chiddush? Can we recognize it with
the sure, it's a Kiddush.
What about the Yid?
Yeah. I think it's a nice Kiddush, no?
I can get behind it as a Kiddush. I can't get behind it as like the Pshat of Rabbeinu.
It's an explication of the thing that Rabbeinu Yonah is developing.
You realize that like, you're kind of reading it into Rabbeinu Yonah, right?
I think I'm reading it out of Rabbeinu Yonah.
Better
words,
right. So that, I mean, that is reading in.
And let's read this again. Kshumazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim, Umispal Miyad, Mare Shekemo Shah Evet Shekono Sarabu, Chayev Lasos Mitzos Rabo. Kenu makir tova v'hagula shegaloso habore b'shehu avdo v'oviroso. So it's like you're putting that servitude into action. So I see that as a kiyum in the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos.
Yes.
Well?
Yes.
All right, Ned, do you agree?
I agree.
Right. What does the rest of this year think?
He's saying just in different words.
Yeah.
All right.
He's not explicitly connecting it to the concept of Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos.
Well, he is explicitly connecting to the concept of Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos. He's giving you a theory that you're Chayav Lasos Mitzvos Rabo because the Kodesh Baruch Hu
was
doing
the Mitzvah. That doesn't seem to be the main part of what he's saying, though. Can we agree that that's also not the main part of what he's saying? The point is
it doesn't
that,
matter
like,
whether
he's saying
it's such a small jump that like, it almost doesn't matter.
No, but I'm saying like, that's
a small C thing.
His main point is not that like that's like the goal, is that like you mentioned Gal Yisrael, so therefore show that you're not Chayav in Mitzvos. Like, I don't think that that's. I think it's just an ancillary point.
What's the
obviously
point?
Obviously, in the context of Kriyat Shema.
Part of being the Eved is also being, is also doing what he says.
I'm saying, why
and he's like, yeah, yes, that's what he said.
Why can't you just say that Chazal structured, like, Seder Tfilos this way, so like the whole thing would flow the way it does?
It actually pulls backwards then. Why say Brichas Gal Yisrael after the second paragraph of Shema? If it's really true that first you should, like, be the Eved.
Because it's one flow.
You're treating it too discreetly.
It's a flow, dude.
Well, it's not like there's a.
No, I mean, the Gemara talks about the why the order.
Are you suggesting
that
we...
But Ezra, do you only serve Hashem because you redeemed us from Egypt, or is it like stop you serve Hashem, you accept his commands?
I mean, the big part is you redeemed us in Egypt, you made him, alright.
But you serve God, I'm saying like...
I'm not against this.
It shouldn't precede Kabbalah Somach Hushemam and Kabbalah Somach Mitzvos. Like, you don't think your Odeh Zerim is actually colloid on Gula.
I mean, yeah, that's the Ramban's whole point of the Sifri whatever, that like, how do we know that he's...
Because I did this, I did that.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm saying, isn't it more meaningful to first be like literally not so just a first year come from the cow?
Okay, it's not even some drush, like that's fine.
I'm just saying, if the whole point, it's what's there.
Okay, well, so, but now we're trying to come up with.
But this is like I'm saying the jump he's making on the remaining owners, like such a small jump, like why?
But the jump that now the big jump is that now Gula Smicha Gula Tefila is like a huge part of Kriya Shema. That's the big jump.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's the big jump that I'm disagreeing with.
It's not such a huge jump.
Why is that a huge jump?
Why is it a big jump?
We have Ramban on this.
No.
I'm saying it's
very little Ramban and Brachos. Let me just say, I do think that's exactly what follows that's so nice, is that Smichas Gula Tefila then becomes a kiyam in Kriya Shema, rather than a kiyam in tefillah. So I just want to say two things about the difference between this Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashi we just read. Whereas Rashi seemed to say that smichas gula tefillah enhances your tefillah power by being makarva kodesh baruch hu to you, and therefore he'll be listening to your shelas tzrachim. So smichas gula tefillah is a boost for your tefillah. I think the Rabbeinu Yonah here is saying that smichas gula tefillah is a boost to your kriya shema, because now your Kriya Shema is not just a verbal affirmation of Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shemayim and Kabbalah Shel Mitzvos, but it's actually an implementation of Kabbalah Shel Mitzvos by going straight from the verbal affirmation to a Maisa Avoda of Tzvila.
Why not say both?
Okay, that's point number one. Point number two is that whereas for Rashi, the Chelek of Tzvila that is involved in Smichas Gula Tefillah is just Shelas Tzrachim. For Rabbeinu Yonah, it's actually the Din Avoda of Tefillah. Right, Avoda insofar as it's worship. Not the increased chances that you'll get what you're asking for, as in Rashi's case, but as a way of being Mare that you're an Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an Eved does Avoda. So you're being Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately after your Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. Isn't that very nice? Very nice, Rabbeinu Yonah. Leave, and then we're going to look at the second time.
Number one, how does that relate to like the more philosophical, like Maimonidean imperatives when it comes to Shema? So, like something like Yiklat Hashem or Avoso, right? Like it seems that the avoda of Kriyat Shema is, the avoda of Tefillah and its connection is more suited to be connected to like the historical aspects, like
the way this Rabbeinu Yonah, the way this Rabbeinu Yonah puts it, right?
Yeah, where how that relates to things like the Yiflut Hashem.
It's a good question. For Rabbeinu Yonah, you'd have to figure out whatever the connection is between Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shemayim and Kabbalah Shel Mitzvos. But yes, it sounds like the connection here is really between Kabbalah Shel Mitzvos and Yetzias Mitzrayim and Tefillah, not to the Parsha Rishona or the Pasuk Rishona.
It seems that in the Rabbeinu...
What's that smell? Are they doing some sort of like asphalt mixing outside? No? It doesn't sound like some...
It smells weird.
Some like toxic thing going on here, right?
Yeah.
It's fine?
It seems to the Rabbeinu Yonah that it's kind of like the outside look of you doing the avoda after saying your Kabbalah Shel Mitzvos and right doing Zechiyas Tzitzias Mitzrayim, right? It kind of comes from the outside and it like shows something about your Kriyat Shema. But does that actually relate to like should your Kavana be related? Like should your Kavana be
I think
based off of this? Or?
Well, I think the Mara is that you're actually demonstrating, not just that it looks like. You're demonstrating that you're implementing this avdos right away. Right.
Saying, should my kavana be, I just mentioned Kabbalah's whole mitzvos, now
I'm executing it,
or is it your kavana's on Kabbalah's whole mitzvos and your kavana's on the Voda, and the fact that those two things are juxtaposed, right, makes it so that, like, it's just like a nice juxtaposition, or should that
relate in some internal way? And you can see why that's why just reading the psukim Akikori Vatorah would not suffice for a smichas kula tefila, because you have to have like the actual kavan of Kriyat Shema, which is kavan of mitzvos. Okay, let's read the Yoda Vod Amar Morina Rud Tama Acher. Here's the second time in Rabbeinu Yonah. Ned, you were doing it.
So it's about demonstrating your bitachon and a different article of your demonstrating.
Yeah, so how do you show that you are Mara bitachon bitvila?
That prior to davening, you accept, like, Ashkatha.
Yeah, I think when you say, like, look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done, Mikash Emelkeinu, B'chol Kareinu Elav, look what he's done in the past for the Jewish people, I think that probably motivates your Kavanah Satfila to believe that he could do the same acts of Hashkacha for your requests, for your Tfilos. So you're giving a little more relevance and conviction to your Tfila. Yes? Shemisha eno boteach bo. Go ahead. Well, here he's. What do you mean? Here he's talking about bakasha.
Right. But the point of bakasha here is less about bakasha, more about your
hashkacha. Well, let's see. V'chin yer ve'elish. Let's try to get a little more traction. So the mentioning of the Gula is really to mention the bitachon, I guess, of Klal Yisrael that came along with the Gula. By Amina Bashem Moshe Abdo.
It kind of reminds me of the Ramban.
That we're affirming their Kabbalah Asa Malchus Shemayim then. That piece, right? I mean, now we do Kabbalah Asa Malchus Shemayim, we're affirming the Vayaminu Bashem of Klal Yisrael.
Yeah. Wait, which one are you talking about?
Which one are you talking about?
I'm talking about the one, like the bimbo, like the Tam Mitzvah Sarbet, all that.
That Hashem is Mashkiach and Yochel, and that he has his powers to intervene.
But which one were you talking about?
The Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, but I hear what you're saying. You're saying here, it means it's affirming HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha and powers in the world. The Kivan Shemazgir Achshav, go ahead.
So
your response to your feelings answer to your
question is
that
you have answered
because of your belief. Right, and also Kimosha Anali Sraba Vorshebathubo. You too will believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer you just like he answered Klal Yisrael because they believed in him. Okay, Mipneza. I think the claim here is that you will daven with greater bitachon when you daven after Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Is that the claim?
What does it say, greater, like?
What? What do you say? I think this is Kivin Shemasir Akshav Osu Hagula Shebatwa Bosena Bashem Beitzilam Umisbal Miyad Nimsa Shegam Huboteach Bo Sheyane Osu. So it sounds like the purpose of Smichas Gula Tefila is to increase your bitachon b'shas tefillah. So I think two things. Number one, this sounds like smichas gula tefillah is a din in tefillah, not a din at all in Shemoneh Esrei, not a din at all in Kriyat Shema, right? And exactly, and it's a din really in your kavana of Kriyat Shema, sorry, in your kavana of Shemoneh Esrei, that your kavana is now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, actually could make good on the things that you are requesting of him. So it's like a little, you know, emuna prep, pump up, leading into Shemoneh Esrei. Which I think is different from his first theory, which is that it's really a din in showing the seriousness of the Kabbalah's ol mitzvos, that we have a duty to obey HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he took us out of Mitzrayim. And I'm connecting that, Ezra, to the din of Kabbalah's ol mitzvos of Kriyat Shema. Whereas the second view is more about how the remembering the bitachon of Klal Yisrael will give you bitachon, and then that will give you better kavana or more appropriate kavana for your Shemoneh Esrei.
The first view, would it be, we would basically look at tefillah without smicha gula and tefillah as almost nothing.
Not almost nothing, but deficient in its kavana. That's right.
But if Shema or Mitzgeula reminds you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to answer your tefillos, so say we take that out of the equation, all of a sudden you're davening, but it's almost worthless because it becomes literally just lip service, because you can't, you're asking something from someone who you don't believe can provide it.
Well, just because you didn't say Shema before doesn't mean you don't believe that he could provide it, but you could see how affirming the Hashgacha of Yetzias Mitzrayim definitely makes the quality of your Kavana much better than if you weren't affirming it, no? Like Lee's professor, Lee's physics bro professor, who said that the miracles of Israel being saved from Iran's ballistic missiles were greater than the miracles of Kriyas Yamsuf, or on par. Is that what your physics professor guy said?
It was,
and he said, like, trust me, I'm a physics professor.
It was forwarded many times from a chat I was in. I don't believe that. I don't know who the guy is. I looked up the guy's name at the conference and he was in.
So you can see how that increases someone's bitachon, right? So that's the idea, that remembering it's Yetzias Mitzrayim also increases your bitachon before you
take that to believe it, so we can, like, instrumentalize it to make us feel better.
Well, it may be true. Depends if this physics professor guy is actually a physics professor and actually right. You don't know. Okay, so let's stop here for today, guys. Let me check one thing.
Give me about an
8. Second. Yeah, so let's stop here. So let me just, for next year, should we do Zechira and Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Chol Shalom Rakim Ador Mele Pesach, L'Yasei Dechalasso? Nice intersection between Zechira and Sibur before Pesach. Well, this is the last one. Does that sound good? Or do you want to do Birchos Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema? Sibur and Zechira, Chol Shalom Rakim Ador Mele Pesach.
We like
it. That's it, yeah, timely. Okay, so let's do that for our Thursday share. Shkoyach, everyone.